part. I've got it on.
Okay, it should be working, and we should be recording, and we'll find out.
Have you got that microphone on?
Yes, ma'am.
You do?
Yes, ma'am.
It sounds like you have to do it while I'm there. Yeah, I do hear it. Okay, stop recording.
Here. Does anyone need a form? That maybe they didn't bring their form, or they lost it on the way, or anything like that?
Okay.
If you do, I have a few written comments, so I'm going to do it because I want to make sure that I don't forget to say something that I wanted to say that I have in writing. So if you don't mind, I'll read a little bit, and it won't take long for me to do my part here. But again, thank you for being here. Thank you for coming to participate in this first planning session meeting for our 175th anniversary, which is the anniversary date, if you don't know, is December 19th, 1835. And so we're looking forward to this so much. It's encouraging to see many here, and many that were here, I think, in 85. I know. I can see some faces. How many of you were here and participated in 85? So quite a few. Yeah, Lee and I did, and it's good to see everybody. Because, obviously, you are very important to this. You've been through it, and you're going to be very, very helpful as we go through this. For your information, we needed to start somewhere. So we sent out approximately 92 invitations. Richard and I sat down, and Roger looked at the list as well, and we just started naming off people that we felt that would be very active. And, of course, many of them were active in 1985. 1885. Not 1885. So that's how we started, and, of course, there are going to be thousands of people that will be involved as we go through the process. Now, for those who were here in 85 or part of it in 85, here was the brochure in 85. The title was Hoofbeats Through History. And you look through here and you see, it's hard to read, but all of these are little names. And there must be, I don't know, there must be 2,000 or 3,000 people that are listed here that had some part in the celebration. And for your information also, it was a 12-day celebration. Now, what we're going to be talking about is a whole year celebration. Okay. Been there. For a little history, Roger and I began discussing the 175th in late 07. And Roger asked Richard to work on the planning for the celebration. So let me tell you, Richard has taken the lead. I've worked with him. We've worked together on many things, and I appreciate his effort so much, and appreciate Roger allowing Richard to be a major part in this. After several meetings, and at Richard's suggestion, so that you don't blame me, it was decided to present a draft concept plan that would take place over the course of the whole year, the entire year, 2010, or as someone would say, 2010. It consists of four quarters with various and different topics in each quarter. And that's what you'll see up here. However, there will be some activities in some of the quarters that will carry over to other quarters. For instance, polo. The subject of polo and the activities of polo, we all know that runs almost all year, but at least three quarters of the year. So what is being presented this afternoon is a draft concept plan that can certainly be modified. Certainly be modified. Keep that in mind, please. That would make our 175th as enjoyable as our 150th was. And this will be open for discussion in just a couple of minutes. In a minute, I'll ask Richard to come up, add his thoughts, and facilitate the discussion on the concept plan. and discussion on possible activities in each of the quarters of 2010. As you might expect, there are many details about our celebration that still need to be resolved, many. But our goals for this meeting are to get agreement of and or changes to the concept plan and get names of those interested in serving on the various committees. If you didn't bring your information form that was sent to you, you can fill one out here today or sign up at one of the tables right here for each of the various quarters that you see. Again, we thank you for being here. We really do. We look forward to you being involved, and we need you to be involved, certainly. And this is going to be an exciting time. It's going to be hard. I mean, it's going to be a lot of work to it, no doubt about it. In 85, we had a professional, if you will, company come in and help us. This year, so far, depend on discussion and how many contributions you have, but we want to do it ourselves. And Richard and I talked at length about this, and we felt like we've got the talent. I mean, we've got the talent in the people here, our citizens in Aiken, that if we, you know, nothing's going to be pushed, nothing's going to be real rushed, because we're talking about, assuming we all agree and we go forward with the whole year, you know, some of the things will come. The first quarter will be the first thing, obviously, to get done. And some work can be carry on and be planning for the second, third, fourth quarter. So we think that is a good way to do it, but we'll see. I won't show you because I don't want to divulge the mature gentleman's name, and he's not here at the time. But the first form I got, and he was really prompt to get me his form. He wants to sign up for publicity in public relations. He also wants to be on Aiken's future, which would be the fall of 2010, where we talk about the future, all kinds of planning. But under where it says, I would suggest that the 175th celebration include, you never guess what he said. He said, lots of pretty girls. And if you know this guy, maybe he'll tell you who he was. That's like him. That's like him. Lots of pretty girls, he says here. So without further ado, I would like Richard to come up, if you would, Richard.
There's the guy.
Well, I know that. I know that's why I'm sitting down. But again, I want to thank Richard for what he's done. And
Lee thinks you need to tell Frank.
I think you should tell who it was. It's just adorable. He hand delivered it to you.
Good.
Well, I don't think he would mind.
I don't think so either.
Mr. Mayor, is that your application?
I support it wholeheartedly. It was Don Law.
Aww.
So y'all can tease him about it.
Mayor, thank you so much. And I just look around the room today, and all of us, I think, have worked together on something somewhere along the way. And one of the most recent events, of course, was our Labor Day barbecue cook-off. So hopefully we can bring some good food to this event. I think we know some good chefs. We were talking about this, and we kept saying the 175th and the 175th and 175th. And someone said, wait a minute. You know, there was the sesquicentennial, so this has to have a name. Well, there isn't just one name for the 175th. There are like five different names, and the only one I could pronounce is the Demi-Semi-Set Centennial. So can we just call it the 175th? Please. Fred was talking about the future as being our final focus, and certainly a visioning aspect to all of our celebrations that have been included. And I went and looked through. We found the 1985 materials, because Sarah Rideout, who just left, had those programs in a box. And we had all the newspaper articles from 1985 that talked about the different events. And the people at the time said it was just such a great thing and so much fun, and everybody really enjoyed it. And the one thing was everything kind of happened at once. So we were going to try and lead up to the actual birthday party for the demi, semi, set, semi-annual. By doing quarters, focusing on different aspects of Aiken, that last segment being Aiken's future. And back in 1960, at the 125th, I'm sorry, I didn't look the word up for the 125th, they actually had a program, and in it they looked at Aiken, the year 2000, a fantasy. And don't be surprised, part of Aiken of 2000 was this big plastic bubble over the downtown, which was exclusively a commercial area, which of course presented a problem because people could go in, but like big things couldn't come out. So if you bought a car, they were going to have this trap door in the bubble, and helicopters would come and helicopter out your car. It goes on and on to several different things that are kind of interesting. Mayor, you'll appreciate, and Roger, you will too, that they were going to have moving sidewalks, and since the downtown was dedicated, that meant that there was no longer a parking problem in Aiken. And they had something they called active advertising and glorified advertising, and apparently the glorified advertising was a method of submitting a product through newsprint, air, or sound, describing the item with superfluous adjectives. Well, aren't we glad that never happened? But we actually have copies of this article up here if you would like to look at it when we're done. But they actually predict in here educational television, which it started in some states but really wasn't in South Carolina. And some other things they talk about, how we're going to have this great society, Pete, with no crime, because all of the children would no longer watch gangster or cowboy movies on Saturdays. Instead, they would watch educational programs to learn about what made culture great. So we're working on that, I think, right, Pete? What we're going to do is I'm going to take this microphone and turn it around, and Summer Gagnon is here from the finance department, and we have blank sheets of paper because, as I said when I started talking to you, as I look out in this room, you all have worked on very significant projects at Aiken, and that's why we wanted you to come today for the organizational session, so we could get your ideas of when we talk about these different quarters, what should we be doing? So, we're recording this so we get everybody's comments down. If you would like, if you could come to the mic, that'll get it on the recording equipment. If you shout out from the back of the room, you'll scribble very quickly and try and get everything down.
Richard, I could handle that mic. I think maybe that's not my issue.
Maybe.
It's better than everybody trying to fall over to get to the mic.
We just don't want any Jerry Springer activity of those fighting for the microphone.
The first quarter that we looked at, which would be January, February, March, was what we call heroes, horses, health, and high society. Obviously, the equine community has a tremendous impact at Aiken. We started out as a health resort. I've got an 1867 pamphlet. Remember that, Bill? It's just a broadside that was sent out saying, you know, all you folks up in the Northeast, there's this wonderful place called Aiken, and it's just full of natural resources, and you need to come down and plunder them. Well, it doesn't really say that, but it does say you should come to Aiken. So, again, we started out as that health resort, as a health destination, and, of course, we certainly have had high society, haven't we? The 10th anniversary of Antiques in the Heart of Aiken starts this weekend. We had Marty Healy that spoke to Rotary on Monday. She talked about the time when the Hope Diamond was in town, and I know we all remember that story. But in that first quarter, what do you see us doing that would highlight heroes, horses, health, and high society?
Anyone? Triple Crown.
I got the microphone now, ladies and gentlemen. It's all over with. Is this thing on? Oh, good. I don't want any of you to miss any of my pearls of wisdom. No, what we have been doing as it is, my wife and I had an idea that we would have already started on for January of 2010, and we've been looking into it and gotten some support. That is to have something very similar to what they have called an equine affair, the Southeast Regional equine conference and trade show with an idea of there are so many different disciplines and so many different breeds, and these are shows that have worked in other parts of the country, and this is horse country, and this is something that's already has gotten a start, and we just have not had, I haven't had the opportunity because I've been doing nothing. Don't tell Owen that, but I think it's something that will highlight a lot about the different breeds. We have a lot of Olympic champions here. We have top-notch caliber people in the equine industry, and I think it's a natural for us to follow up on. And we're thinking about doing the Convocation Center as a place, and for the first year, it would probably work there. Do I give up the microphone now?
Yes.
How about the history of the winter colony there, Richard?
Go ahead.
How about the history of the winter colony here? Anyone?
Sure.
There's going to be a fashion show at the museum of, you know, where people will wear costumes that some of the winter colony people wore. That might be something we could repeat.
Absolutely. You could even have men's show dressed up like women. Anybody remember when they used to do that?
I do. I didn't do it.
Elliot also... Wait for your turn.
Mike...
Elliot also just this last week coordinated something to do with the winter colony. He had several people that portrayed some of the winter colonists, and that was very well received. They learned the history of the person, and so Tommy Hitchcock and Louise Hitchcock, who I was, and several different people, William, Greg, they were all at this party, and they shared their stories with individuals, so that would be a great idea, I think.
Call a picnic kind of thing we had with lots of folks there dressed up in the garb of the day, if you will.
Yes, that was very well attended too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, Pete.
I've and somebody help me. When did they usually have the Battle of Aiken? What month is that? Okay. So maybe if you incorporated the Battle of Aiken, and maybe they could also have more history about the Battle of Downtown Battles.
Sure.
I have a question on the health part. Since it goes into health, do we put Aiken Regional at all into this part? I didn't.
You know, Katie Justin's here. She hasn't quite retired yet. She might have.
Okay. It said health, so
yes,
I just had a question about the health part. Okay.
Richard. I know you've got the four H's up there, but somebody had mentioned history.
Yes.
And that's kind of a common theme through all of this, but history might be, you know, a part of that first quarter. And we have all of that other stuff into it.
Right. And you're on to the grand scheme, Bill. You know, you start with the past and you work towards the future. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we will. Definitely forward. That's
how about something like Charleston does in celebrating their historical homes and high society and doing the candlelight home tour of historical homes?
I want to ask what your idea was about the heroes. I know that Tom Matthews and Pat Tolton from the Marine Corps do a Fallen Heroes tribute in Aiken for our Fallen Heroes, but it could be expanded so we do our heroes of the past and then have heroes of the present and maybe have a liaison with the school system.
Or like
was that...
We're right now, Jim McNeil over at Silver Bluff High School has, and I'm helping him with this, there's a grant we're going for called Teaching American History. And it's if it's secured, it will be for 3 years, and it will be $1 million grant, and it will be teaching about local heroes, and everybody has a voice. So this would fall really into this thing. And 2010 would be the year that they would be concentrating on a period up to around 1877. And so be teaching young people about this era, and it would just be a little bit before they went to Conley, but it would have things like, of course, Dave the Slave, Potter, and of course about William Gregg and the contributions that he made, and some of these other people, which I think would be of tremendous value. Also about, considering the fact that this is Aiken County, and we should have about like people like Henry Schultz and the impact that he had, and a lot of other people that we can really talk an awful lot about. And so there's a wealth of historical stuff to throw in here about heroes and the history of the area.
And certainly people that are shaped after to what it is today. Sissy, go ahead.
I just happened to have been blessed to know Walter K. Lawrence. Mm-hmm. And in 1971, K. Lawrence wrote a book, Horses, Heroes, and High Society. And the book became out of print. And I found that to be, when I was asked by DuPont to acquire 30 copies for them during the master's for gifts. And I went to Walter and said, I'd like 30 copies. And he said, Sissy, the book is out of print. And he said, there is no money to get the book reprinted. And I said, well, that can't happen. And he gave me the job of raising the funds to get the book reprinted the first time. It has been reprinted with Kay, but since Kay died, it had not been reprinted. And we published the book. And no one makes any money off the book. All the proceeds goes towards scholarships in K. Lawrence's name at the University of South Carolina. Well, as it be, the book is now out of print. And I have been working for about 4 years to raise the money to get the book republished. And the name of the book is Heroes, Horses, and High Society. Has anybody not seen the book? You all have seen the book. You've not seen the book? Okay. Well, I think this would be a very important part of this celebration. I lack $6,000 to get the book republished, which I will do. It will happen. But it's taken me a little longer to do it than it did the first time I raised the money. But I would like to throw that out to you all to know that there is a book called Heroes, Horses, and High Society.
Sissy, how many copies would that yield?
About 2,000. Yes. And it's been a joy to do it the first time. It was very easy the first time I did it about 12 years ago. And it's not been quite as easy this time. But it needs to be done. But I would love for us to incorporate, not trying to raise money for it, but just to incorporate the book. Kay was a very renowned journalist in this town and in the Southeast. So this is this is a first copy of her book.
And certainly we have several authors who live in Aiken and their publications as well, so maybe we could have like authors round table or releases on that. Steve, I think you want to say something.
Yeah, well, we fully expect to have a...
Okay. We fully expect to have the depot up and running by then, and the railroad depot, of course, was a linchpin to bringing the heroes and the horses and the Hive Society to Aiken. So I'd like to be part of that. So.
Absolutely.
There's a lot about the Winter Colonists. Everybody knows just a little bit about them and who they were and so on, but there's just absolutely fascinating stories about some of these people. You know, Tommy Hitchcock died as a test pilot in England in World War II, and you know, people just don't know stuff like that. So did you want to say something? Okay. So I'd like to help bring that out. I thought Sarah was going to say it, but what Carla said about we could really expand on those personalities, like when Elliot was Tommy Hitchcock. I mean, you could tell some of those stories, like Mrs. Hitchcock's father was a Confederate diplomat to Paris. Well, people just don't know this. You know, these are great stories that people don't know. So, okay.
And how about Aiken as a health resort and the work that's been done in the health community? We heard an excellent presentation Monday night of the investment the hospital's made in Aiken. What do you see as events we could do to highlight that as well?
Just to bring the knowledge about having tuberculosis hospitals that were in Aiken back in the 1930s and 40s.
That's one of the reasons
Some of the places are still built.
Although I'm very new, only 7 years, one of the things that has struck me in this community and would go along with health and the development of a hospital is the wonderful volunteerism that goes on in this town. And I think at some point in time we need to talk about the volunteerism and how some of these things got started, and certainly that would be the health part, but it would be so many other different avenues. And I don't see volunteerism up there, and boy, that really makes this town as far as I'm concerned.
That's very good. We got it.
Can I make a play too off of the FEMA? You expect it to be ready maybe by summer of 2010?
That's what we hope it'll be. We're maybe dreaming, but we hope by the summer of 2009.
Because I was thinking maybe a festival during the summer to play along with the innovation.
Absolutely.
Just the building basically itself and the dioramas will be in, but the outbuildings and the trains won't be fixed up there. But we think the building will be usable by Christmas time this year.
Okay.
All right, so we make best use of everybody's time. Is there anything else on tablet number one?
I'd like to say just one thing. Maybe it's been mentioned. I'm not sure it has. Those of you that were here in 85 recall the play, if you will, that was out in Aiken High School in the football field. And that was kind of the big event, if I remember. And whether, no matter what you thought about it, but with that performing arts facility that we have here, maybe we could get a play going, get, you know, that would draw folks and get
well,
young people.
About we can stretch that out for an hour and a half.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right, Richard? So that moves us on. Of course, that kind of leads us right over to Hartford Entertainment.
One more thing I can mention. Since Sissy mentioned about the book, there's also, I'm sure a lot of you remember, at least some of you might remember, that in 1935 there was a centennial book that was put out. 36. Centennial book was dated 35, I believe. But anyway, we have several copies at the museum now that could be scanned and actually another publication that could be reproduced, like Sissy said, and really stand out as a collector's item, because it has some wonderful things in it, including some of the people that stayed at the Wilcox, which is a who's who's list.
Those are all great ideas. Now, arts, entertainment, and education. That would be April, May, and June. You can miss any ideas? Here we go.
How about the weather will be warm? How about a good old parade in that maybe April, May? And somehow get the schools involved and let each school pick a different period of time and have floats with dress and entertainment.
Richard, you'd mentioned the Labor Day Festival earlier. I attended that. It was wonderful. My husband and I both enjoyed it. Our daughter, who was 9 months at the time, enjoyed it. Imagine most of you go to the lobster races at some time. That's always a great event. I think it would be good if we could have some, you know, street fair event on a Friday or Saturday, where during the day you have the games for children, maybe have booths for local artists to display their artwork, and then, you know, leading on into the evening, we could have local bands that would play.
Yeah, and that, we had the music in Labor Day, and that was completely volunteer.
And folks, Kenny George is great.
Okay.
And also, with lobster race, too, we did have the 170th theme incorporated.
Incorporated the 175th theme with the Demi 7 set centennial. That's very good money. Yes.
It seems like that would, this arts and entertainment would be a good fit for the churches, because you know there were four downtown churches right off the bat, and That's where your entertainment was for so many years. Plus, that works into the parade and the festival. You could have a block party. The churches could have, you know, something involved with that, you know, a history of their church or tours or something, that whatever they wanted to add to it.
About a history of the schools themselves. You know, Schofield, there's quite a bit of history there. And
the churches, I think most of that's already written.
Yes,
most of the churches are already done.
Well, we're working on that. But okay. We're working on theirs.
Okay. For several of them.
You wouldn't have to start with ground zero.
Right.
Would it
make sense maybe in the schools, picking up on some of these ideas, to have like an essay contest or something, have that done?
Kind of talk.
Richard, when you look back at some of the old pictures of parades that were held in the early 1900s of Aiken, I think it would be really, if we look at some of those old pictures and try to copy some of them, it brings to mind bicycles were so important in the early 1900 parades, pictures that I have seen for a lot of your hours, where they even just took crepe paper, something so insignificant in our lives today, it's great paper. But it was adorable how they improvised, and I think it would be great to integrate our young people into using their imagination and keeping things simple when we start.
Should we try to duplicate some of that in a parade?
Yes.
Mules and everything, flags and all that kind
of stuff. No, nothing automated, just everything on foot or by.
I was just wondering about tying in the educational aspect with the art and perhaps getting the schools to each do a section of a commemorative mural that could be put up downtown or something.
In this parade, these historical figures get, like Tommy has got to that one, and then maybe Mr. Greg to that
one.
They're dressed up.
Oh, yeah. Some of the pictures are just unbelievable how they imagine.
You know, dressed up in like a chair.
You could have a performance in Hopeland's Gardens to try the history of his ones.
Yeah. Now there was something, Richard. Were you and I talking about that? You heard something about something that was going to go on in Hopeland's?
Well,
to tie
I know
to that?
For the 150th. Hey, you remember that we had at the Carriage Museum? You brought out the old steam engine and had dinner on the brains of Hopeland's. It was kind of part of a history thing, but yes, you could certainly incorporate a different thing or whatever and do the Hopeland's. That'd be a great idea.
Richard, I was wondering on the entertainment side, a couple of the folks from Aiken who made it, you know, Stuart and Archie Jordan and Minnie Pearl, which she can't come here, of course, but she was part of Aiken's history. And then the Heart Show, I wonder if they could have some kind of an Aiken theme that year. I don't know what it would be, but it might be something skid around Aiken.
Very good. They come in February, probably, if they did it as Heart Show.
Richard, we had a community picnic at Copeland's, and they had people from the community taught games. And I just remember that children gathered because my husband actually taught how to play marbles. And then they ran out of marbles in the local store. So I think hoops and marbles and those things were some of the games I can remember. Maybe Sissy can remember some of them. But the community picnic in Hopeland Gardens was a well-attended. Then horseshoes.
Something was at Two Tree.
That's right.
And that's a great idea, Betty, especially because no batteries are required. That's right. Yes, sir.
Richard, maybe y'all were just talking about this, but we've in the past talked about community reads, this finding a book that I don't believe we're going to print enough copies for the one we were just talking about to work, but some book that represents either that period or our region or our community, and the entire community reads it and has a series of discussions about it, might be productive. And the other thing is, in March of every year, the university sponsors the Pick and Sally Symposium. We certainly ought to aim that topic in this direction. Not that it's not always about that, but we might be able to do more.
When I was thinking about the story out too for young children, I don't know if there's a children's book available that's on the history of bacon. But I know my daughter attends that, and at the end of the session, each child gets a book. And I was wondering if
I wonder if Ms. Adela Body has, she's written a lot of books. I wonder if she has one that for children like that.
I heard someone mention Schofield, and I don't know how many were here back in the 1934s, but back that day they used to have a lot of square dancing. I know where you can incorporate that in there, dressed up in your long dresses and your bonnets and different things. That was back in my day.
A couple years ago. Right.
And while we've got everybody in the room, one idea that we were thinking about was a coffee table book with photographs of bacon. You could certainly include the historical photographs, present day photographs. And then the idea would be throughout the year to continue to document the celebration and have that available in a CD. So if you buy the book, then when the celebration is done after the birthday party for a Christmas present, everybody gets a CD of photographs in the mail that would then go with the book. Does that sound like something that would be worthwhile?
The history book by St. Thaddeus Church has a lot of good information.
Yes, ma'am. It's a fabulous book. Are mindful of everybody's
gift. Yes. This would be a good time to bring in the Girl Scouts too. You've got a lot of children's stuff, and Girl Scouts have been here since 1920, and it's Chloe Phelps that brought them. So, you know, they're always looking for a way to earn a badge.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We're going to have the Demi Centennial Marriage
Badge.
Now, mindful of everybody's schedule, let's shift gears one more time to business, technology, and innovation. That would be, I'm getting ahead of myself, that would be July, August, September. July, August, September.
Costumes for office workers that serve the public.
Okay.
Okay.
You got it.
Well, we trace the history of our city government for sure. Not sure everybody knows where the first so-called government building was.
Was it on Lawrence Street?
It was in the middle, if I'm not mistaken, it was on in the middle of Lawrence Street. Yeah, yeah.
celebrate the history of our local government.
Well, it's no longer there now. The city government office. The city council.
And even though it's part of history, certainly we need to talk about some of our big employers.
Yeah, I was going to say let's include Savannah Riverside.
Right.
And also, I would like to say, because I'm on the board, but let's go over to the University of South Carolina Aiken and tap into the planetarium and the Ruth Patrick Science Center, because they have, you know, they do a lot with our children in the CSRA, and they would be very happy to, you know, to do some things there.
They can show the night sky.
Yeah, they can show the night sky anytime in the past or the future too. So, we might be able to do something there too. They can do an entire event there. So
it's fantastic too. If you've never been in there and watch a display, they've got something new coming in February.
Very soon.
If we could, Richard, I think it would be a perfect transition coming from the arts, entertainment, and education to get USC Aiken in there as well, and then transition from there into the technology by the Ruth Patrick and stuff. But I think we would have dropped the ball if we didn't include Aiken Tech as well as USCA there.
Absolutely.
After education.
Absolutely.
That's a good point. We're not trying to pull this just to city limits of Aiken. You know, we have wonderful partners and citizens around our community, even outside of our city.
And the transit of
what Vegas. About how persons made a living back then? Okay. There were farmers, there were blacksmiths, there were all types of different industries back then. We could just kind of spotlight.
That's an excellent point. This article I was reading a little bit from 1960 talks about the tension between the agrarian community and, like, the, you know, office worker, to the point that you didn't have a mayor. You had, like, the agrarian mayor and, like, the office mayor. I don't know. It's in there. No, that's a very good idea. Oh, and you were talking about the transit of Venus.
The transit of Venus platform itself is at the museum, USCA, had part of it. Now we have all of it at the museum, the commemorative stone from Germany. And then in the year 2012, we'll have another transit of Venus in the area. This is a year after.
The best friend of Charleston appeared at Aiken in 1935. That was the centennial. That's so easy to say. Why? Anyway, the centennial. And Southern Railroad actually built a 1-to-1 scale model of the best friend, and it debuted here at Aiken. It still exists. It was in Charleston rotting, and the Norfolk Southern bought it, and they transported it to their shops. They completely restored it, and it's on display in Atlanta. And we've had just preliminary discussions with them of possibly getting it back for the Deming 70 sets of that. Yes, Kate?
Can I just ask a question? Has there ever been a capsule that's been put together that's
yes.
been
done? Yes, but it's a good idea.
Why to put another capsule in this time, or is there something to open this time?
No, this one's going to be it's going to be 92 more years.
But we certainly.
Well, my name is Ed, it's been open for 100 years.
Well, we did, but we could certainly, as part of the future certainly bury a capsule and open it at the 200 just to see what comes true.
Yeah, in year 2000 when we changed it, went to 2000 as a capsule on Newberry Street, close to Richland.
I think Kenny has something. The Aries menu is in the
I seem to remember back in 1985, they had down in the conference center, of course it was different back then, a lot of the local employers had displays, dioramas and this kind of thing, and they got into the history as well as, you know, how they've evolved and what they're doing now, and some of them even had little demonstrations of processes that they used and this kind of thing. That was I don't think it's a false memory, but it was I think it was associated with this, and I remember going to that, and that was quite interesting.
I think everybody saw in the paper that Savannah Riverside is opening up to public tours. I would every time I have the opportunity, Kimberly Clark has a great tour. Yeah. I don't know that those are open, but if we could encourage the businesses from small to our large employees to have tours, I think that is exciting for people.
So like a business open house.
Right, and actually have. The other thing that is completely not related to that was a one table. I think anybody that saw the one table was so impressed. If we could incorporate that one table or do it at Thanksgiving, but just have that one table event be part of it.
Maybe for lunch.
And Richard, you kind of alluded that we were kind of going from history through towards the future. So if you can hear, especially right now with the hydrogen vehicle that we have, the Savannah River National Lab, those are two things that really, back on the business technology part, those are things that still aren't quite getting the promotion and publicity that they need, and especially now that the government's supposed to be really working to new energy and that kind of thing. So we're on the cutting edge. We need to be promoting that more.
That could also tie in with the future, too.
Yes.
The future on the last chart.
Yes.
The innovation portion. The energy bar concept and all of that.
Very good.
Sports going. I know we're skipping around now, but we're the home of one of the 10 oldest golf courses in the United States. Palmetto, and also our court tennis. which there are only 10 of those in the United States, I think that needs to be written in corporate somewhere.
These are all great suggestions. That's why we need to join in the room. As we talk about Aiken's future, what do you see us doing? That leads us up to the birthday party. So that's going to be October, November, and December of 2010.
A plastic bubble?
Just here's the thing. It's not just a plastic bubble. They came up with a name for it.
Truman Show.
It is called the Truman Show.
That's
right. It was called the Big Top. But the film covering on Big Top was called Rosa. I don't know. It's just for
just in case.
Yeah. You put the
whenever you think of the future, you think of children. So I think it'd be great to see what the children's ideas of what the future would be, to incorporate students and their predictions.
And that actually could be part of that essay contest. You know, what's that going to be like at 200?
In 93, many of you may not know this, but the city developed its first strategic plan, and it went out to 2010, as a matter of fact. And we set aside certain things to be done in various years, and it's gone pretty well. It hadn't been a whole lot of publicity. We have had a couple of times when we brought people together to update it. And, of course, you know, the city's been updating it with the good things, too. But it would be time not only to sit down and review that, but to get citizens in various groups, maybe different groups. Or I know... We had about 3,000 one time, 300, excuse me, one time to talk about the next 20 years. That happened to be a 17-year period, but to talk about the next 15, 20 years, what do we want to happen in that city?
For the future, I appreciate y'all giving me a chance for this plug, but Tuesday, Sarah and I are putting on a press conference at the Ridge at Tucker Creek to announce the building of the first net zero houses in South Carolina. And you will not have an energy bill if you build like this. And so Ron Monahan is going to build four of them out of the Richard Tucker Creek. So, and that's very futuristic. Yeah. And you're invited.
Yeah.
And you're all invited.
And that's certainly something that could be on that in a big way. By the time we get to that door, there's going to be a lot of green things done. And, really thought like that.
Still thinking about the interactive thing downtown where people can actually be a part of this, and it's not like you don't have lots of green space and gardens, but and we had this talk the other day with a great marketing lady from Columbia, and she was all about seed packets, and we were just wondering about whether each citizen could plant a seed or something for the future. We could build a commemorative garden downtown or something that was, if you're not going to have perhaps a statue or a some kind of memorial to this that would be live growth. Kind of.
We could plant something in the spring, everybody, and then it would bloom in the fall.
Well, if you're talking about trees, you know, it's better to do it in the later months.
Oh, I was thinking
if we do some trees too, I mean.
Right.
Wow. You could have a community garden, if you will, maybe a community garden tour. Go ahead, Cindy.
No, I said that's the time.
Yeah,
I
mean, yeah. Okay, now here's what the lawyers always call the catch-all question. What have we forgotten to talk about?
The African American Cultural Center is going to put off a lot of stuff, and we're going to have some symposiums, and Bubber Marley, who taught Count Basie how to be new jazz.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't Cal Basie, but it was another one. Two Calvin. And he, and Barbara Lally was for me.
The one place that I think we might, restaurants. Restaurant people.
Yeah, Helen under business.
Yeah.
And Richard, Pete mentioned we certainly ought to include Juilliard. You know, they've been so wonderful with their, you know, Aiken is the only city that they have such an agreement with, for those who know something about that and been involved. And no other city. And boy, they've got big things coming in March, too. But that could certainly be a part of the celebration.
And we certainly have local artists, don't we, Mayor? But we certainly have alums, too, folks who started a musical career in this area and have gone to greater things, and maybe it's a musical
home. Yeah, that was mentioned by someone to include those folks.
Right.
Yeah.
The museum is having, in October, we have the Musicians of Aiken County. And in fact, this past week, the granddaughter of Joseph Hoffman stopped at the museum, and is, of course, everything has to really start from, I think, Joseph Hoffman being the person who was most well known, who is really the first person of that renown to start here. But we've already been talking a lot of people right now, Boroff and a bunch of the others, that we have quite a list of musicians. We're going to be having an exhibit in the museum anyway in October, and then we're going to have a room dedicated to the musicians of Aiken County with the museum for over a year.
And Nellie, you'll have, I know you do the exhibits, but you document those exhibits as well, and who was featured in the exhibit, because that would be great information to include. Anything?
We have no 5 or 10K runs or marathons up there.
I'm trying to calculate how many 175 meters
are. I'll go next to you.
Is that better in the spring, fall, or summer?
Spring.
Rich. Richard.
I'm listening.
How about the African American Cultural Museum?
Yeah, we just mentioned that.
I didn't see it. Yeah.
It's on the next page.
Sorry. It goes in there, and you've got a block party, too.
Absolutely.
It's right. It's all downtown.
Absolutely. We're not going to have the bubble problem. Anything else that we haven't talked about? Yes, Dr. Higgins.
I've been taking notes on things that I think we've missed, so I'll just, rather than speak many times once.
Okay.
One of the people in history was Jerry Fetter's botanist lived here one time. And of course, I would be interested in him. But he was an international reputation. And a lot of things are named for him, including the Ravenel Stinkhorn. But despite what you might think, I mean, very few of us will ever have a plant named for us. But it's really a fungus, and it really does smell bad. It's called the Ravenel Stinkhorn, and I think that he deserves some note in his history.
Yes.
As well as a question. You know, I think when we did the last one in 85, I think we did, didn't Will Cole do Faces?
Yeah. He did Lincoln. Yes.
Didn't he? Faces of Aiken.
Yeah.
And it was a book, and are we planning to do another book on the 175th? Are we going to do another book, you think?
I know a writer did.
It's been discussed. Good. Well, I mean, I think it was a very good idea. I still have my face in that book. The other thing is, Hitchcock Woods has been a big part of this town.
Yes.
And we need to stick it in there somewhere. I'm not sure where.
Help.
Under arts, entertainment, and education.
I never know. How about tour horses?
Tours. Well, we can do that. We can plan that. And there are athletes that came from the city other than equine athletes. So, William Perry, a brief time in fame, and Michael, and some others, but we should maybe highlight some of the other athletes that came, or other types of athletes. We also have one of the oldest circus. It's called the Aiken Student Club, which was formed in 1901 and is still going.
Same people?
Thomas Bell, yeah. And she started it in 1901, and my wife joined it, and she was in her 30s and dropped the mean age to 82. So,
what's the name of the club here?
Aiken Student Club. And they're very proud of their tradition, and I think you would find them sort of an interesting group to look at. And then we have something called the City Arboretum.
Yes.
And I will tell y'all something that very few people in this town know. We have the best collection of oak trees in the East South Carolina, any place in the world. I mean, people don't know that. But up on Park Avenue in Beaufort, Bob McCartney has planted a different species of oak every 75 feet for a total of about 2 miles. And the International Oak Society meets here occasionally to look at them. And when they do, my daughter always says, nerd alert. It's pretty appropriate.
Apparently, he actually had a letter from a French arboretum director who said that the city was a living arboretum.
It is fantastic. I mean, people just don't appreciate this. And McCartney is like Johnny Appleseed, you get fancy. He's a great guy. You know, he's done so much in planting different things. And somebody's going to come here one day and say, where did all these plants come from? Because he's got an extraordinary collection of plants in the South. And the last thing is, and Sam, I've been working on this with Santa Corbola, is the future is green spaces in the South. Yeah. And, you know, what would we like as far as green spaces and modern things about that? So let's make a list, Bob.
Very good. Very good.
All great suggestions.
One thing I put down on the future list, too, is this idea of sustainability, which isn't necessarily just having, you know, the right kind of light bulb in your house, but it goes to socioeconomic, historical. You know, what are people going to be saying about us 25 years from now? You know? So I think that point's very well made. Yes, Carl.
Two things. One, under the technology, Aiken High School has a robotics team. Yeah. It would be awesome to get them involved with this technology and innovation. And also, somebody came by my office last week from out of town that thinks that they have the original, he kept calling them Hansel and Gretel, from the Morgan Circle Fountain. So if anybody is familiar with that, please see me, because he's taking pictures and he wants to talk his brother into donating it back to the city. That would be awesome to tie into this, if it's the same one. So if anybody knows about that, come see me and we can work together to get that.
You know, also in technology, future cities, that's something that's every year with the schools. Have you got something like that on there, where they will build these little demonstrations of what their city is? January. That's amazing, what those kids can do, too.
I'll come over there,
Elliot.
Richard, just real quickly, the library, Aiken County Library, we put an education.
Yeah, if you have any other questions.
And it's in a historic structure for us.
Since we have included the SRS, you know, under the future, the MOX program they have there is the one, it's one of a kind. It's unique. It's the only one in the United States, and what they're doing there is different from any place else in the world. The other thing about the health, it'd be kind of an interesting thing to maybe try to do something with Coker Springs to bring that back, because that was a very famous place here, and once you drank from the waters of Coker Springs, you always came back to Aiken.
Okay.
I'm just going to say the prep school.
Apparently the postcard printer was not familiar with the southern dialect, and they asked him, now, what is that? They said, well, that's Coker Springs. So on the postcard it says COCOA.
Richard, I just said the prep school we need to have up there, too.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Richard, one thing we want to, we've got about less than 25 minutes. We want to make sure everyone is signed up. Will everyone here, let me ask a question. Will everyone here sign up for something? One of the committees or whatever? Will you? And will you fill out a form before you leave, please, if you haven't already?
The letter was kind of a comprehensive form. That's on the table right here. That gives you a chance to give us information. I'm on here, too. If you have things like early Aiken artifacts that could be part of the program, we've got a space for you to indicate that. And after putting together our inventory list of potential events that we would have throughout the year, if you would like to just sign up for a specific subcommittee, we've got the sign-up sheets in front of the easel. And then, of course, we have to organize an organizing committee. So if you wanted to work on that, or on fundraising, or publicity, that's the table over here right behind Summer. And then if you want to just work on the birthday party, you can sign on that. That's the last sign-up sheet. You are certainly encouraged to sign up for more than one thing. But again, we wanted you to come here because you've already done so much. We just want you to do a little bit more. And there's just so much that we could do and have so much fun with. I want you to know, I really appreciate you coming out. We're going to have a great time doing this. And if there's anything else, we'll let you come sign up now.
There are some people who couldn't make it, so there are a number of people that are going to participate, of course, but couldn't make the time because of other meetings or whatever. Are there any other suggestions that you can think of right off, Alan?
Just to make a long story short, I'm working on a book right now, and it's a few people know about it, but not many. I'm interviewing people that have grown up in Aiken all their lives. And this book will be about their interviews. And I didn't know if y'all would want to make this part of this. I'm not trying to sell my book or anything, but, make this part of it at some point. I'm about a year away still, probably from completion. But I think if it comes out like I'm thinking it will, it'll be a good book. And I've interviewed a lot of older people. And I still got about 20 or 30 more to go. Okay. And one of the people I interviewed recently was Henderson Johnson, and he was in the 100th anniversary parade.
Yes.
So if we have a parade, I think he should be the grand marshal. So he's the only one so far. So I'm sure there are a few more. So.
Yeah, that's great. Please come sign up.
Now, several years, piggybacking on what Alan said, several years ago, the city was doing a similar thing. My wife was working on that. And we have some videotapes of a few people, too. Which ones, Lee? Huh? Yeah, well, do you remember the ones we have in the city? You've got it?
Yeah, we have Henderson. Yeah, we have Miss Henderson, Julian Sallin, Dr. McNair, the Goodyear.
And he's and my favorite teacher while I was in Aiken High School, Mrs. Betty Owens. We've got her too on video, and those are videos. Hey, so that'll feed into maybe what you're doing too, Alan. Okay, Richard.
Great ideas. Thank you so much for coming. Please sign up. We're going to compile all this information, and we'll be in touch.